This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I told you 8 weeks ago that they were going to mimic globally what the communist Chinese had done with the lockdowns, and that it would be a permanent state of emergency, because if there's one death, the global nanny state says that they must stop it. And that's the talking point from the presidents, the governors, the so-called World Health Organization leaders. And now Fauci last night in that chilling press conference said, we will get rid of the social distancing and the lockdown. And then he talked to other world leaders. Once there are no more deaths, and once no one has the cold virus that's been souped up. Yes, this is it. The world government bio attack we always knew was coming from the very medical tyranny, deep state, mad scientist led by Dr. Faust.
Are we looking at living with some sort of social distancing guidelines, essentially until there's treatment or a vaccine? For example, people looking forward to the summer talk about, going to baseball games, going to concerts. We have political conventions over the summer. Are things like that possible or safe without a vaccine or a treatment in place?
Yeah, I think if we get to the part of the curve that Dr. Burke showed yesterday, when it goes down to essentially no new cases, no deaths at a period of time, I think it makes sense that you're going to have to relax social distancing. The one thing we hopefully would have in place, and I believe we will have in place, is a much more robust system to be able to identify someone who's infected, isolate them, and then do contact tracing. Because if you have a really good program of containment that prevents you from ever having to get into mitigation. We're in mitigation right now. That's what the social and physical distancing is. The ultimate solution to a virus that might keep coming back would be a vaccine.
Oh.
In fact, I was on the weekly conference call with the WHO-sponsored group of all the health leaders in the world who are dealing with this.
Oh.
And we all came to the agreement that we may have cycling with another season. We'll be much better prepared. We likely will have interventions. But the ultimate game changer in this will be a vaccine, the same way a vaccine for other diseases that were scourges in the past that now we don't even worry about.
That is a 1 minute, 21 second clip that you're going to hear me play probably 10 more times today on air, because we're going to analyze every facet of that. That is the final confirmation that it's all absolutely staged with a real virus, and it's the globalist takeover. Because now they're doing exactly what we said years ago, and what I made films about, and what they said they do in white papers like Lockstep and the Club of Rome documents that are public, and State Department Memorandum 200 to depopulate. And now we've got to surveil you, we've got to watch you, we've got to control you. We can't let anyone have the flu or a cold. No one can die ever again, but don't have nutrition. And we've got to control your life and lock you up. We've got to have forced inoculations. And, of course, the coronavirus mutates more than flu viruses. You have to get the exact mutation. So it'll be a yearly injection, of course. Oh, and all the social distancing. You haven't had your yearly or monthly shot. Well, and you criticize it anyway. You're not allowed to travel. You're not allowed to live. And even if you're the president, say hydroxychloroquine's helping, zinc's helping. Shut up! There's no hope except Bill Gates. Nothing but Bill Gates. And the hysteria is everywhere. We've got dozens of clips like this, but here's one of folks telling people not to be in their cars. Here it is.
Your ass is grass. Right. Do you understand?
Cops, and if I'm you, done with this
so look
out
for this cop.
All right, I will. I'll be looking out for them.
You'll be sheltered in place. Go ahead. Put me on social media. You're a little pup. Seriously? And seriously, I call the cops. I can't wait.
Okay. I'm so scared.
When your noisy neighbor is also nosy finds out that you're leaving, They're outside, but it's okay because they're an enforcer. They have power now, and they'll take every vaccine, and they'll sit there and oversee death camps if you haven't had them. Guaranteed. I mean, this is it. They're coming. You thought that anti-state was bad? Get ready. You're slaves now. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, we have all lived to see it. Open, tyrannical world government based on medical tyranny, forced inoculation, robot surveillance, and the general public turned into Stasi, / Nazi, / KGB, Maoist enforcers. And Fox Business is the worst. They have all their hosts at home because it's too deadly for them to even go out. And they've got Elmo. They're talking to adults about how to wash their hands. And I'm going to explain how this mind control works in a moment. But first, let's go ahead and go to this clip. It's pedophile Elmo. By the way, the creator of Elmo, the guy that first played him, is a non-pedophile convicted.
Wash your hands for 20 seconds, just like Elmo.
Just like pedophile Elmo.
Combating the coronavirus.
I'm prepared to do whatever is necessary.
So, governments all over the world want power. The big mega corporations write up the script. They had their disease X drills 2 years ago. They have their event 201 for martial law of the coronavirus. The Pentagon is briefed on it. 200 billionaires and CEOs plus dump all of their major stock, in some cases all of it, in most cases large portions of it, in December and January at the very top of the market, knowing full well what was going on. Now, I have said in the last 9 weeks since this really got cranking, when this wasn't even a news issue, I said, you watch their lockdown over there. This is man-made. It's coming over here. This is the New World Order. Because they said in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, not just lockstep 10 years ago, but other documents, that this was how, by the year 2020, they were going to bring in world government. Now, in the last segment of this hour, we put together an extremely informative, powerful report that is going to premiere here, that lays out admissions by the establishment technocrats that by 2020 they would launch the bio attack. They said 2020. We will have world government by 2020, no matter how much money and how much blood it cost. That is in congressional hearings in the 1980s and 90s. We will have world government by 2020. And it will be paid for with money and blood. That's the exact quote. Look it up. You see who said it. And there's many other similar quotes. And now they're announcing world government, total surveillance. They have the apps. They have the phones. They have the drones that tracks you in live time. And you go in every week and get your finger pricked. And all these tests are rolling out. They're already ready. They make you beg for them first. DrudgeReport.com. Half of humanity on lockdown. Bill Gates is the savior all over the news. He predicted it. He's a hero when he's not hanging out at Jeffrey Epstein's house and getting caught lying about it or funding secret programs with him or funding TV shows attacking yours truly. Bill Gates calls for nationwide social isolation policy to slow coronavirus spread. Yeah, now you can't even leave your house. The army is going to deliver your food. Notice they tighten the noose. They tighten the noose. They tighten the vice on your head. And let me give you the big, giant announcement. I have told you for 9 weeks that once they implement this, if we cower in fear properly and grovel, it will then become a permanent emergency by saying, we can't let one person die from this virus. And so, until there's no death, zero, out of 7.5 billion people, it's impossible. We are going to keep the social distancing and the lockdown in place. And Fauci said just that last night. And he said, I just talked to all the world leaders last night. All the big world health leaders. And they agree only the vaccine will save us. Now, they know the public's ignorant on average about virology and all of these systems. And the immune system, immunology. You understand that the coronavirus is the most common virus on terra firma. It's everywhere. It's the cold virus. It's the common cold. You always heard, if you read bioweapons manuals and studies in Congress, they were always worried about someone weaponizing the common cold. Because the common cold already kills, they estimate, around 50 million people a year globally. Look it up. So you can hype up the common cold and show people that are always dying, hype up what's happening in the hospitals, create incredible fear. But it isn't just the common cold. It reinfects. It comes back. It's a nasty virus. That's settled. But the people launching it are ones that said they want world government and want to depopulate on record. And now they're the savior that want to save old people. And they'll do anything to save old people. And, of course, we told you 8-9 weeks ago that it was mainly killing men. It's not just old people, folks. It's men. We're going to get to those statistics today. It's a weapon. But you have to be deficient. All of the evidence is mounting of zinc and vitamin D and vitamin C to be able to die from it, because those are defenses. Zinc blocks it inside and outside the cell. Go to NIH and type in zinc. We've saved it. They'll probably take it down. It says it protects the cells, immunity, and it's essential. You die without it, but they won't give it to children or old people or men. And doctors could always order it and order prescriptions, even though it wasn't a drug. They could have it covered by insurance. Guess what? We're getting calls, and I confirmed it. Suddenly, the FDA is saying, we're not covering zinc and vitamin C. You're not getting it, you dirty, filthy scum! And Media Matters, George Soros' firm, and the groups that bet against the stock market, like Ackman, are out there saying, you don't take vitamin C, and you don't take zinc, and you lay down and you die. These people hate you and your family, and they want maximum death out of this to scare the hell out of everyone. When we come back, I'm going to play Fauci saying all this, but the first thing I want you to know is this. My parents are strong, healthy people. My mom was a master swimmer, didn't even get into competitive swimming until she was 30, and she beat people that got silver and gold medals in the Olympics, so she used to go run triathlons and stuff. She took a flu shot when UT said she should do it when she was like 48 years old and almost killed her, and then she never competed again. Okay? A bunch of the team got sick. She knows all this. My own mother said, don't come over here with your kids to the house. So I went and talked to her, and she said, well, actually, I don't think it's a big deal, but I just don't want to scare the neighbors, and I just want to comply. And I figured you didn't want to bring your kids out. And I talked to my dad about Anhern, and they go, well, it is just a social thing during this. And so everyone's showing to the other person, almost everyone I talk to thinks it's bull. I talked to an airline pilot yesterday, a bunch of people. They all think it's bull, but they're still going along with it because they think everyone else is into it. But national polls show the majority of people do think it's overhyped and fear-mongering. So, see, it's all of us enforcing on ourselves with adult television, with Elmo telling us wash our hands. That's an ad, you know, pointed at you like you're an idiot. This is all about the end of the human civilization. They're now admitting that every fall and every winter and spring, that's three quarters of the year, they're going to lock everybody down. And you're going to work from home and you'll get passes to travel and do things. This is it. This is the AI takeover, the megapolis, their official plan, everything I said in Endgame, because it's their plan. And Big Pharma and the globalists launched it through China. Fauci's run it since the 80s. They're all guilty with level 4 bioweapons labs. They're the cause. They're Big Pharma. They're the tyranny. They're the enemy. And here's a bigger key. Again, they never pick, they admit this, the right flu virus mutation every year to ever give you immunity. The flu inoculations never worked on record. All it does is lower your immunity the next year. Well, Corona's even more out of control. No vaccine will ever work on record.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
So it's a giant hoax. Sure, there's always been flu. There's always been viruses. There's been bioweapons released in World War II. On record, the Nazis did. On the Russians and others. And there have been bioweapons that got out. It's confirmed that Lyme's disease was a U.S. government weapon. Plum Island. The deer swam across a mile or so over to the mainland. We're carrying the ticks that had it into New York and Connecticut. And so the very groups that have this long history of doing this, all these level 4 bioweapon labs, and they admit that at least 3 times the Chinese have leaked stuff that's become global crises. And now it happens again. And we're told it came from a bat. Yeah, right. And humans came from a monkey fish frog. Married a turtle. Starting into some South Park jokes there, but they told us they would take over. They drilled the corporations, the universities, the governments for the last 30, 40 years that it would probably be a coronavirus that would mutate and be deadly, more deadly than the usual cold, and that we'd have to end freedom as we know it and have total surveillance because of it. And that's it. Because it's not a human attacking us. It's this alien being. But it is alien because it's man-made. It's not of this world. It's not even a naturally occurring virus. But it's man-made so that they know its trajectory now. 20 years ago, they couldn't do this. Now, in the last 15, it's on record. So imagine what else they've got. They can edit and manufacture a virus and know how it's going to mutate 30, 40, 50, 60 replications down. So usually viruses mutate and then sometimes get deadly, rarely, and then they quickly burn themselves out. This baby seems to be getting worse. Well, I said that 9 weeks ago. I said these universities say it's man-made. It's got all these different systems put on it. It attacks 4 different parts of the body at least, and it comes back. Soft kill weapon. People go, well, wait, then I better be scared. It doesn't matter. It's here to take your rights. They're saying now, officially, that if it saves one life, well, let's say they got rid of all the virus forever. That's impossible. Then governments would just say somebody died from it. And now, because one person jumped off the side of a diving board once wrong in 1980, they didn't jump out. They jumped over like an idiot, 6 feet to the side, and broke their leg. They sued the local pool, and they got rid of the diving board, and more lawsuits got filed. We don't have diving boards. We don't have dodgeball. Now most schools don't let people have tag, or they're getting rid of physical education in many places because someone might get hurt. They're trying to ban football. And it's that mindset, and now someone might die from a virus, and so we will end the lockdown, says the head officer running this, who has worked for Bill Gates for 30 years. Gotten $100 billion grants, Dr. Fauci. So Bill Gates is operative. And it looks like Trump's in with Bill Gates, man. I think Trump overall is a good guy, but I mean, he didn't go with Bezos and Amazon for putting the Pentagon on the cloud. The Pentagon shouldn't be on a cloud of somebody else's. That's treason right there. And instead, Microsoft gets the contract. I mean, Bill Gates has really cozied up to the Trumplet and the Orange Man, and it's just out of control, folks. I'm just telling it like it is. So there's all this delusion out there because people are scared when this happens. They want to believe good news. Well, Q says we're rounding up all the criminals, and Q says everything's about to stop, and Q says that this is all, you know, a master plan of Trump. No, it's the same people that have been trying to take Trump out doing this. He's riding the tiger and embracing it, as we advise him to do, so they don't remove him during the crisis, because the public bought the hysteria. He had to partially go with it, so he's in a leadership position to then dial it back, which he's trying to do. But Fauci is up there saying, I talked to all the other world leaders over medicine of the major governments, and we can't let there be one death, and the lockdown can never stop. Well, you notice China announced a lockdown again today. Oh, because it popped back up. It's any province they want to round up political dissidents, any province they want to shut down. It's total power. And they said they'd do it in all these documents we cover in the last segment of this hour. Very powerful report we're about to premiere. Very powerful. Very proud of it. First rate. Rob New stayed up super late with Darren McBrain and others to get this done. So I'll tell you about that coming up. It's so critical. But let's go out to break with Fauci, and I want you to listen to what he says. And when we come back, I'm going to go through this minute, 21-second clip. It'll take probably 5 minutes to start and stop, because the whole agenda, and he is as happy as a pig in SH-T. I mean, he looks like he's having an orgasm, because his guild, his mad scientist guild, this guy leads the level 4 bioweapons labs. A villain. We told you this, you know, 10 weeks ago. He started trying to sabotage Trump. Trump was about to fire him. So now he acts friendly to Trump and only to stab him in the back later once the depression hits. And Trump knows that. And you notice our advice to the president's been dead on, ahead of the curve, and Trump's listening. That's no brag, just facts. People understand the importance of this broadcast that you've commissioned, that you finance, that you fund to keep us in the game, to give the president real analysis when everyone else is scared. Because you go up against these globalists, and you're not just a yes man, they will try to kill you, sue you, sabotage you, lie about you. Well, that's fine, because we're all dead anyways if they get their way. They've announced a world government depopulation plan. My God, folks, people keep asking, how's everything coming true? Joe said, it's not coming true. If there's a cleaning lady at somebody's house, and somebody leaves a file out, and she moves it and falls over and opens up, and there's child porn and images of kids being tortured to death, it doesn't come true when she gives it to the police and they go bust them. It already happened. It's like finding the plans to rob a bank. They already are planning it. So when it starts happening, we have the damn plans. Holy Toledo. We're going to go to break with Fauci. Here he is laying out your futures. Permanent lockdown, because there's always going to be new viruses, forced inoculations. It's a nightmare. It's their takeover. Here it is.
Possible or safe without a vaccine or a treatment in place?
Yeah, I think if we get to the part of the curve that Dr. Birx showed yesterday, when it goes down to essentially no new cases, no deaths at a period of time, I think it makes sense that you're going to have to relax social distancing. The one thing we hopefully would have in place, and I believe we will have in place, is a much more robust system to be able to identify someone who's infected, isolate them, and then do contact tracing. Because if you have a really good program of containment that prevents you from ever having to get into mitigation. We're in mitigation right now. That's what the social and physical distancing is. The ultimate solution to a virus that might keep coming back would be a vaccine. In fact, I was on the weekly conference call with the WHO-sponsored group of all the health leaders in the world who are dealing with this. And we all came to the agreement that we may have cycling with another season. We'll be much better prepared. We likely will have interventions. But the ultimate game changer in this will be a vaccine, the same way a vaccine for other diseases that was...
Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up 2 more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over. But the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, affordable food. And the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear. Or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know there's a lot of psyops going on the internet. All the places were banned, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. And you see YouTube, Twitter, Facebook boosting posts that say Trump secretly taking over, Trump secretly defeating the deep state. The hospital ships are really, you know, holding prisoners, and Hillary's been arrested, and she's in Guantanamo. None of that's true. That's a psyop, so conservatives don't come out and say this is wrong, what's happening, and this is our Bill of Rights, the Constitution being overthrown. You had 20 governors, last time I checked, now they've all backpedaled, saying, do not give vitamin C, do not give zinc, do not give Z-Pak, do not give hydroxychloroquine. And they found out doctors were indeed giving people tonic, because it has the natural form of it, the original form of it. It's British medicine, that's why it's called a tonic, that they made the troops take. And you saw all hell break loose against Trump, Bolsonaro, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, Project Veritas got their videos banned because Oliver Darcy tattled and said, look, they're talking to nurses and doctors and they're saying they think it's hyped up. You're not allowed to talk to doctors that say it's overblown. No hope is allowed. That's a concerted authoritarian move to shut down everybody's speech, and it's deadly dangerous. And yes, we told Trump 8 weeks ago, if you don't get ahead of this, this is really at the economy. They're going to use it to plunge the economy. Well, now Trump's beginning to go overboard. So we've known what the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Microsoft, Bill and Melinda Gates operation wants. Why they set up the UN. Bill Gates' dad was involved in that, not just Planned Parenthood running it. These people mean business, as I tell you. And now they're saying no one can ever die, and we've got a whatever it takes, drones, checkpoints, a phone that scans you, an app, when you non-essential, you can't go out. And we're bubble prisoners being herded into the bubble cities, which Microsoft, Apple, Google, Twitter, Facebook, Amazon are all officially now building. The little inner city smart grid. And now, oh, we're going to seal buildings so that there's not a problem. And, oh, we're going to scan you for viruses. And, oh, we have little fingerprint prick things that are coming out to let you know. And then everyone gets into it, and it's like a new form of hospitality or gentlemanliness, manners, to go, oh, I'm sorry. First it was 6 feet. Now I can't get 27 feet away. Oh, sorry. Oh, my phone says I'm essential. I get to go out. My app says China has this in place now. It's being announced for us here. You notice Fauci says in the clip that I'm about to play again, he says, last night at the press conference, he says, oh, we're going to have surveillance systems that know we're going to catch it, and we're going to have people locked down. I watched the whole press conference last night, and we're going to probably have to cycle this and throttle it. And, oh, you can't go out here. You can't go out there. They're going to have a county-by-county thing at first. And just getting us all trained that we can't go out until we're told. And that's the way it is, to keep us safe from the virus. And we're so domesticated and so soft and such TV heads waddling around now, on average, that people are getting into it now. Because they don't want to go to work. And most people at most jobs aren't even working anyways. Hospitals are empty all over the country because most surgeries are elective and things. And people hypochondriac and people get constant medical stuff because they want the pain pills. There are whole industries where they're doing constant surgeries per finger. And people get, you know, surgeries every month so they get their pain pills. Of course, every time they put you under, it causes brain damage. Now, the reason there's so many brain damaged people everywhere is the average person's had like 15 surgeries by 50. Type in anesthesia causes major brain damage every time. So it's just dementia everywhere and the fluoride in the water. And just people, and they got you almost ready. And now it's going to be yearly coronavirus vaccines. Oh, and the flu is killing tens of thousands too. So you got to have that or you can't fly and can't travel. And bosses aren't getting employees, jobs if they don't concur. I mean, after corona, things changed. And it's all scripted. It's all admitted to be scripted. But you had to have the censorship before because you couldn't have me on YouTube right now with 20 million views per video with everyone going, gosh, this guy talked about it for years. He laid it all out. No. You can't have that, you see. So here's Fauci. There's a consensus. It's going to be a vaccine. Yeah, we're going to cycle, you know, on and off during the season, the cold season. Now you can't leave unless we say. And notice it's first, oh, only bars and restaurants. And no, now it's, you can't be at the park now. First, like, well, we wanted you to be at the park in Austin, but now you can't. And they're arresting surfers who by themselves are out a quarter mile off the shore in California, Oregon, and other areas. The police come and they go out on their jet skis and they put you in handcuffs. But the murderers and rapists, actual murderers, I saw an article where in New York they released a guy that had killed his wife and daughter 10 years ago. Just murdered him. Tied him up, slit their throats. He's out. But boy, if we catch you selling hand sanitizer that you already had, you're going to jail, bub. Because it's about the general public being criminals because the criminals are taking over the governments. And the blue cities let it. And the big media let it. And they did it all. And now Trump, everybody else is going along with it. And Everybody I talk to goes, okay, shake your hand. I go, but you know it's bull. You know that it's way exaggerated. They go, yeah, I know. I just thought maybe you didn't want to shake hands. So everyone just, we're slaves. We act like slaves. We're not land of the free, home of the brave. They would never try this before. Now they've got the surveillance. Now they've got the control. And we've gone along with it. And so they're going to take everything you've got, folks, and they're going to slowly kill you with the coronavirus vaccines. And coronavirus vaccines are already been developed, and they're going to roll them out after you beg for them. Let's go ahead and play Fauci again. Here's Fauci last night telling you the emergency is never going to end. Of course not. It's a power grab. It's a medical dictatorship that is going to forcibly inoculate you. Judges in Florida and New York have announced forced inoculations and had rulings, judicial tyranny, that when there's a vaccine, you're going to take it. Or the police are coming to give you a lead inoculation. And the drones are now being weaponized. Don't give us a... the robots will enforce. Here's Fauci. Here he is.
Possible or safe without a vaccine or a treatment in place?
Yeah, I think if we get to the part of the curve that Dr. Birx showed yesterday, when it goes down to essentially no new cases, no deaths at a period of time, I think it makes sense that you're going to have to relax social distancing. The one thing we hopefully would have in place, and I believe we will have in place, is a much more robust system to be able to identify someone who's infected, isolate them, and then do contact tracing. Because if you have a really good program of containment that prevents you from ever having to get into mitigation. We're in mitigation right now. That's what the social and physical distancing is. The ultimate,
and they can release it anytime they want,
to a virus that might keep coming back would be a vaccine. In fact, I was on the weekly conference call with the WHO-sponsored group of
Planet Hysteria
in the world.
Planet Hypochondria. Planet Slave.
And we came to the agreement that we may have cycling with another season.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be much better prepared. We likely will
have interventions.
But the ultimate game changer in this will be a vaccine, the same way a vaccine for other diseases.
That even though they never can guess the right flu or cold vaccine. Why could they never have a vaccine for the cold? The coronavirus is the main cold bug. Because it's always changing. It's got to be exact. But they don't care. Bill Gates wants in your body. He says there's too many of you. He says vaccines will reduce your fertility on record. And he wants in your body, and he'll get in there. They couldn't abort you and your mommy. They're going to abort your ass now. It'll kill you slow, and the medical system will suck your money out while they do it. And the taxpayers will pay for liability protection. Well, they're talking about giving total liability protection, period, where you can't even get a settlement for vaccine damage. They're going to kill all of you, and you're going to love it. Police officers, military, everybody, prepare to die. The robots are replacing you. And whatever you do, don't get X3 60% off. Don't get our ultimate products here, like the Real Red Pill Plus with all the vitamins, minerals, zinc. Do not. It will not help you. Only vaccines. Take them.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Is to get the truth out. This incredible report that you're about to see just went live at band.video and infowars.com. Your mission is to get this report out. Here it is. Wachowski brothers produced the archetypal film V for Vendetta, and with almost prescient vision, they predicted what is unfolding in the year 2020.
Imagine a virus, the most terrifying virus you can, and then imagine that you and you alone have the cure. But if your ultimate goal is power, how best to use such a weapon?
A newly elected government seeking power and control develops a secret bioweapon and launches it against its own population to establish authoritarian rule and to blame the attack on their political enemies. Taking pages right out of the 20th century, we see this fictional dictatorship not just seeking to dominate and control their population, but to be seen as saviors of the very people that they are dumbing down, enslaving, imprisoning, and killing. The writers had a deep historical well to work from in just the 20th century, with monsters like Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro, Hugo Chavez, Kim Jong-un, who don't just seek to dominate and control the very lives and thoughts of their minions,
but who also want to be seen as the savior by the very people who are their slaves.
Tonight, I will speak directly to these people and make the situation perfectly clear to them. The security of this nation depends on complete and total compliance.
So, of course, in the film, those that release the bioweapon on their own population that they're preying on also have the cure.
Lo and behold, a miracle. Some believed it was the work of God himself, but it was a pharmaceutical company controlled by certain party members that made them all obscenely rich. But the end result, the true genius of the plan, was the fear. Fear became the ultimate tool of this government, and through it, our politician was ultimately appointed to the newly created position of High Chancellor.
In V for Vendetta, we truly see art imitating life. But when you fast forward to the year 2019 and then 2020, it's not the U.S. government that has its fingerprints all over this. It's the private corporate global government and their testing ground, the communist Chinese superstate. Top scientists from across the world in India and Europe and other areas all came out early on and said, this is clearly a man-made coronavirus.
This is clearly an offensive biological warfare agent.
From the beginning, the entire event was carefully choreographed. 2 years ago, the United Nations announces that Disease X will soon arrive and that global government will be needed to counter the international crisis. And that basic human liberties will have to be permanently erased in the name of global health. And then, in the fall of 2019, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation holds Event 201, where 65 million people die from a corona-like virus, and the answer is quarantines, lockdowns, forced inoculations, robot drone enforcement, and, of course, world government. From the beginning, the entire event was carefully choreographed. A man-made virus designed to not just attack four different parts of the body, including male fertility and the lungs, but where did filmmakers like the Wachowski brothers get the idea for their script? In history, a bio attack pointed at the population to enslave them. Certainly, the Wachowski brothers produced a vivid and rich film that is a masterpiece, but they weren't the first people in Hollywood or in popular culture to notice what was going on in official white papers I'll get to in a moment. Back in 1993, The Simpsons, known for being prescient or being on the inside, had a whole episode about a controlled bioweapon.
We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercial.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health care.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
Where are they getting these ideas? Well, it turns out it goes back to Malthus, more than 250 years ago in England, who coined the term Malthusianism, where the elite believes that they should release bioweapons or plagues on the population to reduce their numbers. But Malthus is not the father of eugenics. The father of eugenics is Plato, who over 2,000 years ago in his Republic wrote about herding the poor into compact cities and releasing plagues upon them. So, where is popular culture getting its cue? Well, from the Club of Rome and public documents they put out in the 1960s calling for global forced depopulation. And, of course, we have folks like Prince Philip, Prince Charles's father, Queen Elizabeth's husband, constantly in interviews saying he wants to come back as a deadly virus reincarnated to exterminate humanity.
In the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. Prince Philip, reported by Deutsche Press Agentur, DPA, August 1988.
You see, Bill Gates and Ted Turner and Warren Buffett and people like Oprah Winfrey, when they meet to discuss depopulation and world government, they're celebrated as wonderful good people. When Bill Gates talks about getting rid of old people, death panels so we all, quote, have more money. Or Newsweek talks about the case for killing Granny.
That's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
Why, he's a savior when he puts up equations about reducing the human numbers down to zero to save the Earth.
Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look.
And he's following the Rockefeller Foundation and Carnegie Endowment plan that's over 120 years old. In 2010, the Rockefeller Foundation put out a lengthy white paper that's public, and I suggest you go read it, called Lockstep. And it predicts an authoritarian world government will rise and crush the general public in the name of security and safety. And now, former British prime ministers and others are openly saying world government, a technocracy, an authoritarian rule of autocrats, is the only thing that will keep humanity and our precious old people safe. But these are the very same individuals saying we should get rid of the old people. It was Benjamin Franklin that said, those that will give up their liberties for security deserve and will get neither. Meaning, you always get enslaved. When you behave like a sheep, wolves come. And if you study who's running this whole pandemic hysteria, it is known eugenicists that publicly say they want to reduce world population to at least 500 million. These people are hyper predators, and it is all about raw power and control. And as soon as we start recognizing these spiders for what they are, dangerous anti-human authoritarians and not saviors, the sooner we can turn our civilization around. So when you see the incredible fear in the media of this virus that is a real bioweapon, remember, the end game is here, locking you up in your homes, surveilling you with drones, not letting you leave your house unless you have the right app on your phone. Total, absolute, big brother AI enslavement. The good news is humanity is awakening right now to the fact that it is the corrupt corporations and major globalist institutions like the World Health Organization and the CHICOMs that have all these level 4 bioweapons labs that are developing the very pathogens that now plague humanity. Life is not imitating art in 2020. The Wachowski brothers and many others, like Chris Carter and the X-Files, were only telegraphing to you what they were experiencing at elite meetings around the world. Bill Joy, in 1999, one of the co-founders of Sun Microsystems and a major billionaire, warned the world in an article titled, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, that he'd gone to an elite meeting of top billionaires in Silicon Valley and that they had a consensus agreement to bring in world government and exterminate the majority of the world population. 14 years ago, I laid out the globalist plan from their own statements and predicted by the year 2020 they would begin executing their depopulation operation. This is only the beginning to train you to be locked down so in the future, when the really deadly bioweapons are released and billions begin dying, you sit there believing governments and corporations are actually your savior and are going to shepherd you and protect you when in truth they're Judas goats leading you into the slaughter. I'm Alex Jones. And you have been warned.
It's a powerful video. It's at man.video and infowars.com. It's V for Vendetta, the coronavirus endgame. I suggest everyone listening go share it now. This is critical. Take action now or they're going to kill everyone.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
One of our best-selling products is...